today I have a special guest. This is my very dear neighbor, Maureen Allen. She is a spiritual teacher, a master channeler, and a medium. And she has a charity called Angels Among Us Foundation that I am very excited for her to tell you all about. Good morning.
Good morning, Carolyn. How are you?
I am great. So tell us all about Angels Among Us. And also, I'd like for you to sort of clarify what your profession is to the listeners.
Sure, I would love to.
So, yeah, tell us how you got the inspiration for Angels Among Us.
All right. Well, Angels Among Us is a charitable foundation dedicated to helping those suffering in our underprivileged third world countries, with a special emphasis on the children who are unfortunately suffering with starvation, abuses, homelessness. The inspiration for the foundation came a couple years ago from my principal spirit guide, Kuan Yin. I received very strong divine intervention from her, as well as my other spirit guides and guardian angels. And over a process of a few months, they laid out exactly what they were hoping and wanting my assistance with in the creation of this charitable foundation.
And they were specific about which countries for you to focus on, correct?
They were specific from everything that I'm doing. The name of the foundation, the causes, the missions. Right now, I've started its very first fundraising effort with India. There's another one in Darfur. They've given me the exact locations where they're hoping to bring relief. They've shown me over, you know, the 2 years that this was in process of coming to light, they would give me strong, huge visions of really how horrific a lot of these living conditions are, especially for the children. They put me in a state of a year where it was constant, where on my own downtime, whether I was watching TV, in meditation, trying to talk to somebody, there was constant divine intervention from them to get me going, get me focused, and to make this become such a reality and to show those of us here in the United States what it's really like for those that are living in conditions that we honestly cannot comprehend.
Exactly. How does your charity work, and how can people, you know, participate?
Great. It's just gotten started. Like I mentioned, these are the first two fundraisers. I do have a campaign up on CrowdRise, which is crowdrise.com, that has detailed information about what relief I'm hoping to give to the children primarily in these poverty-stricken areas. I also have a website that people can go to, which is angelsamongus.foundation, as well as my own personal website, which is maureenallen.com. So it's pretty easy to find information on it.
And I know people are, this is actually a great opportunity for people to get in on the ground floor and help you build your 501c3 charity.
It is. And I'm looking for helpers. So
tell us more about what type of helper you're looking for.
You know what? I work full time. So taking on planning the actual fundraising events is time consuming. I'm looking for volunteers who can help me with the actual physical fundraisers that will take place here in California. I also have volunteers in Minnesota, which is where I moved from. So I have a chapter in Minnesota that is also working on behalf of this charity. You know what? My guys are showing me I'm open-ended. I would be grateful to receive help on every level to get this beautiful charity up and running and help those that could really use the gift of what our funds could provide for them.
And as people, so tell us more about your CrowdWise, and it's your donation partner, right?
It's a social media campaign for charities. So I'm not partnered with them. I'm more partnered with, like, for the India Foundation, the India fundraiser, People First India, Darfur funds would go to the kidsforkids.org. So I've done my research to try to find partners that are or are in or connected to these third world countries where I feel confident the funds will go through CrowdRise to the actual partnering charities.
Right, because that's a big concern for anybody who's donating. Yeah. You know, you're putting your credit card or whatever into this platform, and you want to make sure that your money, it's all safe and secure. And
I absolutely agree.
I know that these are, you know, very credible organizations that you're working with.
Which is exactly why I picked places like CrowdRise, and then the partnering charities I'll be working with to channel this money over so that it gets to the right locations.
Okay, well, before we get into a little bit of what you are doing here in Laguna Beach with your master channeling, let's give the website again and the URL to where people can go and donate.
Absolutely. The charity is angelsamongus.foundation. The campaigns are currently up on crowdrise.com. Mm-hmm. The two events right now that I'm hoping to raise funds for are ones concentrating in India and Africa, Darfur.
Excellent. Well, you are definitely an angel among us right here at the studio, Pearl Street,
That's so sweet.
And if any listeners want to help Maureen with her efforts with her Angels Among Us Foundation in India and Darfur, Africa, you can go to the website, kx935.com, and there is a section where you can check a box, and a portion of your membership and or just a direct donation will be, you can make one right there and help her out and help her get this wonderful, wonderful charity off the ground, so to speak. Thank you, Maureen Allen.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much,
Carolyn. So much for being here. And I thank everyone for listening. And remember, go to my Facebook page. Like it, share it. All my podcasts are there, as well as on the KX93.5 website. And I am celebrating my second year anniversary here with Caroline's Cause Corner. I want to thank you all for your support and all amazing words that you guys, people, say to me. I am celebrating my second year anniversary here doing Caroline's Cause Corner on KX93.5, and I thank you all for that. So until next time, this is Caroline Bruder on Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.